podcast off.
Welcome to the Foul Monkeys radio program. Here are your hosts, Ricky and Herb.
Wow.
I love that, that little orchestra blast at the end of it. It's like, wow. I dig that, man.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky, episode 149.
This is Ricky. That's Ricky. I'm Herb, and that's Brett.
Hello.
Oh, well, Brett can't say his own name. Brett.
No, his mouth is
so
full.
Brett, let's just, before we get into anything, let's discuss you, because you really didn't talk in the last show.
I'm really
quiet. Let's just talk about yourself.
Okay.
Like how old you are, where you're from.
I'm 22. Yeah,
single.
Originally from Ohio, and moved down about 10 years ago.
That explains a lot. I'm just joking.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
Are you a Buckeye?
I was a Buckeye.
Oh, okay.
Now he's a brown eye.
I'll show you my brown eye.
Oh my God,
I think
gross.
I'm good.
My chocolate starfish.
Yeah. You guys have fun.
Oh my God. Okay, what? Go ahead. Fart. What? Oh, we have to talk about that story too.
Oh,
shark?
Yeah.
No, I got to show you this video that I put on the blog. It's really fucking gross,
dude. You always have
but
a gross video.
Brett, go ahead and finish yourself.
Oh,
off.
I'm single. I'm straight.
Oh.
And
he's a really sensitive guy.
Yeah, I try to be a nice guy.
And he likes good music, and he has an open mind about it too.
Yeah, I'm all about peace and love.
And he's kind of a computer dork.
Yeah, I'm a computer guy. That's what I do for a living. So.
Yeah, he's the guy who, well, we talked about it before. He's the guy who helped us set
up
our
free laptop.
Yeah. Because so. I'm definitely like not an OS hardware kind of computer dork. I'm more of like a software like interface kind of person. So
no,
you're
a dork.
I like don't know. Like Brett definitely, like if we combine our supercomputer powers, we'd probably.
We would be like Einstein.
Bill Gates and John.
Yeah. We'd
Bill
be
Gates is a thief.
But yeah, so I didn't really know anything about that. So he like set us up and he had all these disks and. I don't want to talk about legal stuff anymore. Never mind.
Yeah. No one knows my last name.
His
right?
address.
Okay.
No.
Good. I'll just check it.
So, is there anything else you want anybody to know?
I guess that's it. I don't know.
What? No penis size. Nothing like that.
Yeah, he's pierced. It's hot.
Yeah, I do have a piercing.
But we haven't seen it.
Mom, I hope you're not listening.
she doesn't know?
She does. It's just she doesn't like.
Wait, you said she. Didn't you say
joke.
You showed your whole family or something?
Yeah, no.
Like right after he got it, he's
well,
like, hey, Mom.
I was excited and, you know.
Was your
was
penis excited too?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, wait, okay. So, you have to explain this, though. No,
I was young and stupid. He's 22.
Yeah.
Here we go, though. You have to explain
this. I'm older and more mature.
The guy. Oh, and by the way, I met the guy who did his penis piercing. And
yes.
I met him, and within the same 15 minutes of meeting him, I simultaneously saw his dick and his friend's dick because they were at a. We were at like a birthday party kind of thing. They were drunk, and some girl was like, or his sister was like,
was
like, I'll take a shot of Crown Royal if you strip naked and go swimming in the fucking frigid ass pool.
Yeah, that was pretty, it was weird.
I was like, wow, dude.
That.
I was like, wow, man, your friends are awesome. I get to see dick like anytime.
And it was like, they ranged from like 18 years old to like 75 there. Because
yeah,
they were,
and they were all
there,
hanging out and stuff. And
they were just having fun and laughing.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, naked boys, whatever.
That was pretty crazy.
But anyway, he was that guy was pretty cool and kind of hot. And I was like, wow, dude, so he's touched your penis? And you were like, yeah.
Yeah. He was a piercer, and I was
Did you have to get
apprentice.
Hard in front of him?
No.
I thought, yeah, see, that's what I was going to ask.
I had
to
have attempted to, but there was no way with.
So, like, were they, like, watching you, like, getting hard or what?
Pretty much.
What?
Yeah.
They didn't like give you porn or something.
I'm sure.
Yeah,
one of them,
I did have a magazine, but it just wasn't happening.
What
know,
if
with
one
the
of them
nerves and the
yeah?
What about if one of them would have stuck their mouth on your penis?
I
bet that still would have
hard. Probably punched someone, but you know,
see,
that's
whatever.
Just,
you wouldn't punch me.
You still would have got.
But if you close your eyes,
close my eyes, and not feel that beard.
Yeah. Oh my God! Look at Nard with
Venus left
woofer.
Woofer STO.
Look.
Ooh.
See, Nard, you are a stuff. Slut
Brett,
from hell.
Brett loves his domination. Here, look.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Twist the monitor around.
Look.
Even if it's guys, it's still hot.
A little Filipino and the big, huge white guy on him.
Dude, see, I knew like Nard domination. Made his money somewhere else. It can't be just the IT job. There's no way. He's like, today I was in North Carolina.
He's a software engineer.
And
oh, wow.
The next day I'm going to be in Oregon, and then I'm going to China. And it's like, dude.
He doesn't sound... That kind of Asian.
I know, but I'm just being retarded.
God.
Nard, we love
you're
you.
You're stereotyping again.
No, we love Nard, but we're baffled by his huge amounts of money and traveling expenses. It's like, dude, where the fuck do you get this shit? He's like everywhere all the time. He runs this podcast called Bear Podcasts, mm-hmm. bearpodcast.com.
For Bears and Cubs.
For Bears and Cubs, yeah. So, and we met him when we drove here from Phoenix because we stayed with him in Houston. And
well, we stayed with Ray.
Yeah, with this friend who's like now his co-host. And he was really cool, but he's like always traveling and taking the podcast everywhere he goes. So we have like no idea where he gets all the money for that.
Oh, wow.
It's like, it's really cool though. He's a cool guy. And he knows like everybody, and everybody knows Bear Podcast. So the fact that we're on their page as a link is like, yeah.
Nice. You know?
Okay, so two things I want to talk about. Now, listen to this.
Wait. So they pierced your dick like while it was soft?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, pretty much. We had to.
Did it hurt?
Does it hurt? Did it hurt when you peed afterwards?
No, it doesn't go through the urethra.
Yeah, because he doesn't have a PA.
Yeah, I have a what's called a frenum. So it's underneath, but it's not.
Oh, is it like the bar?
Yeah.
That's under.
It's a barbell. Okay. It's the start of a Jacob's Ladder. So.
Are you going to get the rest of it?
No, I don't think so.
Dude, Jacob's Ladder was a fucked up movie. But anyway.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I want y'all to listen to this.
I said fade it out.
No, I don't hear. Listen to this. This is so Miami.
Oh my god, totally.
Now, could you imagine somebody, like, could you imagine her if you came home and I was like,
Let me smell your dick.
Let me smell your fucking dick.
Well, apparently black girls have like bloodhound senses and they can use their sniffing abilities to go and smell all the other vaginas that have been
on
their penis.
Let me smell your dick.
Yeah, I don't know. That's like the weirdest thing ever.
Isn't that weird?
And the funniest thing about like really slutty girls who rap is that they're like never joking. They're like dead serious. Like she does smell dicks of like
she's like I'm gonna pull out my nine. You ain't gonna fuck my pussy if she's gonna be or how did she put it? Yeah, whatever. All right, now you guys come over here and watch this video.
So
real
basically,
quick.
If she smells any form of vagina on her dick on your dick other than hers, she's gonna
watch
pop
this.
A cap in her.
Maybe this. She's just kinky.
Watch.
Oh my god, I can't believe
watch
you
this.
Have this.
It's crazy.
He comes on spaghetti, right?
No, that's a pizza, but watch how much he comes on it. No, but watch how much he does. It's like crazy. I think he like...
It's like a novelty thing, I guess.
Oh, come on, Brett. It's just a dick.
You watch
you
this...
You look at straight porn.
You look at this every day, dude.
We're not going to watch the whole thing.
I never watch a guy actually beat off.
Here we go. Watch. Now, look how much he puts on this pizza.
I don't get what it is with lots of guys. Like on XTube, dude, there's like this whole
this
subculture.
This is where this is from.
There's this whole subculture of guys that like to come on food and then either eat it or just leave it and give it to people.
Like, why is there more cum on the pizza than cheese? How is that possible?
Well, that wasn't that
it's
much.
Like a pint.
I've seen more cum than that. I've seen more cum than that in our bedroom.
Oh. Let's not talk about that.
I don't know, dude. Last night was awesome.
Hold on. I want you to watch this one, too. This guy has like... They were talking about this on We're Mean Because You're Stupid, these videos that I posted, and they said this guy really has a really good self-body image. Look at this.
Oh. Can we please not watch this? It's a cucumber. All right, so for those of you listening at home,
that's enough.
Go to foulmonkeys.com and on the top right, click on the blog and check out.
Oh, we just got a telephone call.
Our random ass, like videos and pictures that are not for kids. So please do not watch them around parents or churches or weddings or pastors or anything like that. If you do, you're retarded. Don't blame us.
Ew, he's so gross. We just got a telephone call. That's awesome.
That is awesome.
I don't think she could smell his dick. It'd probably be kind of
I don't want to smell anything he's got on. Ew, he's sticking the cucumber in his belly button.
All right. Can we stop, please?
Are you kidding me?
No, he was really sticking the cucumber in his belly button.
Dude, people are weird. I'm not even going to say like gay guys because it's a bigger stereotype than that. It's just people. People are fucking weird. Like those two girls, one cup bitches.
Ew. Oh, dude. It's my brother made me see that.
That's like
disgusting.
Weird. Yeah, it's just weird.
You're not into that?
No, definitely not.
Oh, okay.
The whole
I know, I know most things in life are subjective, but there are some things that are factual weird. Not opinion weird, fact.
Yeah.
All right, so are you going to play the thing?
Well, we actually have a couple calls here, so right, should we go straight into them? I mean, we're at 41 minutes.
Yeah,
wait a minute, 11 minutes.
11 minutes in?
Dun-dun-dun.
Oh, it's our new guy.
You need to write the poem for
we'll do it while we're
doing this. Okay. So here we go. This is our first phone call.
Hi, Ricky and Herb. This is Tim Cormall calling, and also for your other co-hosts, this is a group show. I just thought I would call and leave a message because I'm calling a lot of the podcasters that I normally listen to and leaving comments because I know I'm just as bad about not leaving comments. But I did want to just do this because I've noticed that as of late that several people have called other people's podcasts and they've left messages about things on there. Someone called me Tim for the other person that they heard this or they heard that. But did they call my voicemail at 202-657-4277 and leave a comment? No. So
no.
I just thought what would be really fun is to call all of my podcasting buddies and talk about, you know, what I heard on somebody else's show. So I was just going to let you guys know that I was listening, I've been listening, you know, as usual, to QCast Connection, and I really, really, really liked Mr. B's rant section, but The Child of the 80s with British John, that game show is fabulous. Fabulous. And anyway, so instead of just calling, you know, the QCast Connection and letting them know what I think, I just thought I would call you guys, because I'm sure they'll listen and hear it on their show. I know they listen, so. Anyway. Okay, guys. Take care.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Tim, for calling. He runs two podcasts, one called Go Rainbow Radio, which is really popular.
Is that the Tim with the big cock?
No, different Tim.
Okay, I was going to say.
That's terminally single Tim.
Right, I didn't think he sounded like that. Okay.
This is Tim Carmel. He also has another podcast called There Are Some Who Call Me Tim.
Dude, Carmel like Carmel Apple?
No, Cormel.
Oh, damn it.
He's really good. Go out and take a listen to his show. And apparently he has an opinion about QCast Connection, and hopefully they'll get their message by listening through my show.
Oh, dude, so Christian, our beloved Mexican from L.A., he was like, he wrote this huge post on LiveJournal, and then at the end he's like, Ricky and Herbie need a visit soon. And I said, you visit? I commented, and I was like, visit? You? You must have a chimichanga stuck in your brain. Hugs. I hope you got it. I don't know if you saw it yet. Probably not.
He has advertisement on his LiveJournal.
Yeah, he has like plus account.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah. Okay, so here's the next call.
Do it.
Hello, Ricky and Herb. This is Brad. I thought I'd give you a quick call since I was informed that I needed to call in and I hadn't called. Have been enjoying your shows very much. Definitely love the Tech Talk because that does... It either brings back a nostalgic game or it helps me pick an iPod versus a Sidekick. But you guys keep it fun and all that. Since I have to call somebody out since they tried to call me out on a different podcast. A couple of episodes back when you were talking about where Fry was from Springfield, Ricky's not from Blacksburg, he's from Radford. Don't even try it. He's trying to not represent Radford, because that's where I knew him from. he gave me the explanation of it was his adult life or whatever. When he was in his adult life, he lived a rap or whatever. That's where I knew him from. All right, catch y'all later. Bye.
Dude, that's Brad?
That's Brad.
He is so not black.
Yeah, he is. Dude, he's from Virginia, too.
He's cute, too. I think he's pretty cute.
He's cute. Let me correct Bradley. Okay.
Wait, no, but you have to explain a quick backstory. Like you guys dated for a little while, right?
We dated for a little while, but we lived far apart from one another, and it was hard for us to get back and forth and see each other.
And he just recently hung out with Big Fun Drew.
Yes, who we will be seeing in around Thanksgiving.
Which is
awesome. But I am from the Blacksburg area. I just happened to live in Radford as an adult when he met me. So don't be trying to call somebody out, Norton, Virginia.
Keeping it old school, huh?
So yeah, that's Brad. We dated, and how this all happened is that he called "We're Mean Because You're Stupid" before he called my fucking show.
Oh, he listens to
he listens to them. Okay. And I was like, "What the fuck is that shit?"
I sucked on your penis. You can't call my show.
I gave you good head, and you can't fucking call my show. What the fuck?
Maybe it wasn't good enough.
No, it was fucking good. Believe me, he screamed my name a couple times.
You need to smell his podcast dick and see where he's going.
Can I smell your dick? All right. And the reason I know this is because I was listening to another podcast called PNS Explosion, and they were playing this song. So I was like, oh, I forgot to play that.
Dude, you know what that song sounds like? That sounds like something Dave Chappelle would do in a skit. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I want to pee on you. Like, it totally does.
The artist is Risqué.
Risqué.
Like, how do you spell it?
Risqué.
She's so fucking retarded.
All right, so is that another phone call?
Yeah, I think this is the guy, Matt, that I'm chatting with right now.
Oh. Why did you call twice?
Was it the same number?
Twice? I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I thought that was before.
Oh, yeah, it's a completely different one. Damn, this is cool. All right, I like this. Nice. All right, so here's the next telephone call.
Hey, Ricky, it's Holly. I just had to call and play my music porn for you since you did that to us
because
I'm 13. So, anyway, that's all.
Guess
have a good night.
Who
Bye.
That is. That's fucking
it's this.
You know this?
No. Hold on, let's get to the chorus. Thanks, Holly, for calling. I like this song, too. I bought it on iTunes. Here we go. You ready?
So done. Guess who that is, Brett?
I have no
It's clue. Miley Cyrus?
Motherfucking Hannah Montana.
No, it's Miley Cyrus.
Whatever. It's on Hannah Montana.
Dude, it sounds
too.
Like Avril Lavigne if she was
I
like 50.
I love the fact that when she goes, I stutter, she goes, I stutter.
Stutter.
But anyway, Holly's from We're Mean Because You're Stupid, and she said she had ordered or bought a song from Hannah Montana off of iTunes, so I called her and was playing the song. She was like, oh, that's the same song that I bought. So, yeah, we're either two gay males or we're two 13-year-old girls.
Dude, I was going to say...
Or both.
Before I forget... Brett, you probably don't know, but pretty much every episode or so, I do a quick little segment where I just talk about something that people should check out or something that people should totally abolish.
Did you do the poem that we're needing?
No, I can't think right now.
Do the poem.
All right, shut the fuck up.
Lover quarrel.
I'm going to show him a squirrel. Oh.
He said quarrel, not squirrel. all right. So I think anybody who likes Eve 6, remember the band back in the day, Inside Out? Yeah, whatever. Eve 6, I guess, got back together, and they're going to have a new album out soon, and I'm really excited for that, honestly, because I always thought they were cool. And Third Eye Blind is coming back, even though Stephen Jenkins is like 45.
I have that album already.
Totally, like, you know. Wait, which album?
The new one.
What's it called?
Oh, no, I don't. Never mind.
That's right. So, anyway, they're coming out soon with something else, and so is E6. So be on the lookout if you like that kind of music. It's like alternative rock if you haven't heard of them. Archer, that's who I'm looking at. I'm just joking. They're cool, and I've always been a fan, so I'm kind of excited. Also, if I haven't said it enough by now, if you have a Wii or you have a friend who has a Wii, make sure you get Smash Brothers.
Should I say our number again?
Yeah, say it again.
Let's say our number.
Our Smash Brothers combat.
Our Smash number Brothers number is.
It's 00012999 3955. Yeah, so add us and we can all kick some ass. It's a fantastic game. Definitely worth the $50. It'll keep you busy for years. I mean, you could play that game for at least 100 hours and not get everything. So, I mean, we've already put over 100 hours on that game.
Okay, let's let Brett talk for like 30 seconds.
Okay. Hola.
1, 2, 3, go.
Do you have a comment on anything, any of the calls or anything?
I like the show. I'm very happy with everything.
You sound like sweaty balls.
Hey, what about your shirt?
Is this better?
Dude, tell us
about you go.
Tell us about your
shirt. Oh, your shirt story.
Oh, it's a long story.
No, we have time.
Well, we have 9 minutes.
So long, like 6 inches.
And we got 2 phone calls. We got 2 phone calls to finish up.
Okay, really quick. I was working at a gas station and I had to go to the bathroom really bad, and the guy who was with me was in the back cooler, and I just had to go to the bathroom. And I thought I was going to fart, and turned out to be a ginormous shart that went completely everywhere, and it just
did
was
you have
horrible.
Boxers on or briefs?
Yes, unfortunately,
oh,
I did.
Oh, no.
It was boxers, no briefs, so it didn't hold it back. It went down to my shoes.
Ooh.
So, oh, that's
dude.
Not the worst
chocolate
of it.
Chocolate syrup.
So I go into the bathroom, and you know, I still had to go to the bathroom, so I went to the bathroom, and it was pretty much everywhere. I mean, it was all over the seat, all over the floor.
Ew.
Yeah, and there was no toilet paper.
Dude, paper towels.
Fuck gas station.
Yeah.
Paper towels.
No, nothing. So I had my shoes off because I didn't want, you know, all the stuff to get in my shoes. And I, you know, pulled up my pants for the most part and hauled ass into the girls' bathroom. I cleaned up and everything was good. And I walked
no
back in
paper.
And I didn't realize that I had actually forgotten my shoes. So if somebody would have walked in,
they would have seen poo.
They would have seen
shoes.
Poo everywhere and shoes. So I clean up and everything's good and all that kind of stuff. And I walk back out, and you know, the other guy who was in the cooler asked me. He's like, "Who was in the bathroom?" And I was like, "I don't know. I was in the girls' bathroom." And he's like, "Well, somebody left their shoes and just completely destroyed the bathroom." And I'm like, oh, let me go check that. And I ran back there like I was acting like I was checking it, but I already had my shoes on. So, I mean, he had to have known. And, oh, I forgot to tell you, by the I could not wear my underwear again, so I had to just throw them away.
And free ball like the rest
I
of the
was,
night.
But you didn't
I was
have poop on your pants?
I did.
Wait,
but,
did you work the rest of the night?
I worked for about an hour, and
that's
then the shift
dedication.
Change came over. So everything's clear. Everything's fine. I thought I was in the clear. And the lady comes in to do the shift change, and she comes out of the bathroom with the bag with my dirty boxers in them and said, "Look, somebody left these boxers." And it was the most embarrassing thing that has
but
ever happened to me.
But nobody knew, though, right?
Everybody knew.
Aww.
It was sad. I smelled like crap. I did. I mean,
wait,
only so much cleaning that you can do in a public bathroom.
You mean you don't now?
No, I don't think so.
Oh,
I took
well,
a shower.
We're just
kind
of used to it.
It's just the cigarettes, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so.
Oh, see, that's the only. Honestly, I think Brett is totally cute. And even though he's more like a buddy.
Yeah.
If like, let's say I didn't know him and, you know, he was gay and, you know, we'd never met, we weren't already friends, I would totally, like, date him. But the only thing I couldn't do is the cigarettes, man.
Well, I'm on Chantix, so.
Wait, what is
hopefully.
That? What is
so
that?
It's the medicine that helps you stop smoking.
Oh, like Nicorette?
Yeah, basically, okay. Except it's a pill. And,
cool.
Hopefully I'll be off.
Wow.
I'm thinking we should do like 3 shows maybe.
Yeah. Whatever.
No. Is it like triple Fridays or something?
Maybe. All right, let's do this next phone call. Here we go.
Okay.
He just wants a 3-way. He's just trying to say it in a
oh,
clever way.
Oh, well, that was fast. Wait, what happened? Wait, is that right? What's up with that? Oh, you know what? It probably wasn't finished downloading. Whoops.
Do you need a tech guy?
I know. So you guys talk and let me go to my trash and find that telephone call that came. Okay.
So I bought a sidekick.
From me.
From her.
And guess who's in love with it?
I love it. Absolutely.
And guess which one it is, guys?
It's his old one.
Yeah, the ID. And yeah, I know it's not 3G and it doesn't have a super fast browser and doesn't have a camera, but I think it's an awesome phone.
They're getting ready to come out with a 3G iPhone.
Yeah.
Really?
Finally. But yeah, it's happening.
So do you think if they come out with a 3G iPhone that they can actually update mine to be 3G?
No, it's a physical piece that goes inside of it.
Hardware.
Yeah. Just like how they're not... There's no way for them to activate the DVD reader inside of the Wii because even though the games are in DVD format, it doesn't have the one little chip that's used to play DVD movies.
Oh, yeah.
So there's no way that they, like originally they were going to have it where they update it over the Wii Connect thing and have it where now it can play movies, but they'd have to send out new hardware. So it doesn't really matter though. Everybody already has a DVD player.
Yeah. Okay, so let's try these calls one more time. Okay, that one's not working. So let's try this one.
I seem to be your newest listener. I'm Matt from Baltimore, and I'm currently talking to Herb over the Yahoo Instant Messenger, and he has turned me on to your lovely, wonderful show, and also informed me that you are currently talking about Prince Albert. And my one lovely story about Prince Albert is I was once upon a time, a long time ago, I was helping a friend move into her new house, and the previous occupants had left in a very quick hurry. They were a sugar daddy and son type of deal, and the sugar daddy like died, and the other one's kind of left in a hurry, and they left all the shit in the house, and we had to go through the house and like clean it all out, and there was all sorts of just weird, twisted, gay shit in there. Like there was one half of an assless chap, 8 big fucking boxes of gay porn. It was ridiculous.
That's awesome.
And in a little tiny jewelry box, we found all these different little mannish sort of jewelry and piercings. And we had no idea what it was. I picked up this one very long barbell and trying to figure out, what the fuck is this? And we were like, I'm messing around. And all of a sudden, I realized, oh, God, that's been in an old man's penis. And I cast it from me. And as soon as it hit the ground, it just kind of turned to the dust. Cause it's all the well, that's my story. Y'all keep bullshitting till the break of dawn. I'll talk to you all later. See ya.
How did he know that it was from a penis piercing?
That could be true. It could be like a hood piercing.
Well, dude, yeah but if like, yeah, that's true. Yeah, but if they were all in a box and like,
could have been like a
industrial. No, but remember he said gay porn.
Well, you,
that doesn't mean anything.
Is it their gay porn?
No, but what he's saying is that it was a relationship with two guys.
And one was a daddy
right,
guy,
one was a sugar daddy,
son,
and one was a, yeah.
And the dad died.
So it wouldn't be vagina piercing.
Well, I mean, I'm saying like an industrial where it's a barbell across the ear.
Yeah, or it could be the butt.
Yeah, but you
one.
Wouldn't keep that in like a box, would you?
Sure.
Yeah.
You would. It's expensive.
It's a
jewelry
box.
Yeah.
You know what's kind of hot? And this is totally a random, hot, weird story. So let me think.
We have 3 minutes.
Okay, so my ex, Sam. While we were going out, his father passed away, which is totally not funny. And we went to Tennessee to go to the funeral and to meet his family and everything. And we went to his dad's house. And, you know, all the stuff was still there, of course. And, you know, he had some kind of family problems. And they were trying to take all the stuff from him because originally it was all supposed to be, you know, inherited by him only. So, so he finds all this stuff in his room. And... there's this box in the closet, and it had, like, all this sexual stuff in it. And I can't really remember any of it, but the one thing I do remember is it had this fucking, like, cock ring that was, like, engraved with his initials.
Damn!
And so I was like, damn, your dad was a player.
That's pimp.
That's dedication right there.
Yeah, dude, it was hot as hell.
What straight man wears cock rings?
I don't know.
I've heard of many, actually.
You know what's really funny, though, is that from, like, Sam had like his mom and his dad divorced, and all between them all they had 3 kids. I can't remember which ones were from what, but I know they all at least came from the dad. Mm-hmm. All 3 sons were all gay. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that is weird.
Daddy had gay genes.
Dude, that's weird as hell. Like, I don't know. And then, like, it's Sam was my age or so, you know, like a year older. And then his older brother, who's like half brother, was like 45. And then their other brother, who would have been like 31, passed away years ago, but they were all gay. I don't know. It just, like, boggles my mind. It's like, dude, you know how. Yeah. How bad that throws off the ratio of how many gay to straight people there are. That's like, holy crap, dude, the whole family tree.
Yeah.
All right, so we're at the end of our second show.
Okay.
You know, we have a visitor coming in the next couple of days.
Oh, yeah. And actually, birthday shout-outs. Mr. Loopy Cub, Justin from Oklahoma. Your birthday should be the 31st. Hopefully this show will be out by then. We love you. We want to see you. And you're hot and I love it when you show me your webcam, but I didn't
junk
just say
and
that.
Stuff.
Yeah. So, anyway, happy birthday. I have no idea how old you're going to be. I think 25 or 26. That's my guess. And then my mom's birthday, Mrs. Mama said, who was on our show a couple months ago. Everybody should go back.
She's
going to
be on the
show
again.
Yeah, she's coming to visit next Wednesday, and her birthday was just on the 26th.
Yeah, we want you guys to call our telephone number 206-984-FOUL and ask her questions about, like, just ask her about life questions, what you should do. Maybe ask her something about herself or ask something about Cedric that she can tell a story about.
Oh, my God. Yeah, dude. Let's do that. She really has a lot of experience, and she's been through a lot of different things in her life. So, I mean, me and her get along really well because there's always something to talk about. And she always has a story about something.
Let's give them something to talk about.
So she'll be here on Wednesday, and I'm really excited. And if you haven't heard our show, our two shows with her, go back and listen. When was
that? A plantain in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me as one of them?
Yeah, and that I think when was that? Like, when did she come here? Last year. What time? Like,
I can check it. Hold on. It's episode.
I was almost gonna do the Jeopardy song, but I hate that song.
Damn, I don't know. Just go on there and look for, is that a plantain in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
Right, just keep going back a couple pages, but it was hilarious, and that was probably our highest rated show. Like, the most people listened to that one, and everybody laughed their asses off. And yes, seriously, my mom's crazy. And right now she's currently in San Clemente, California, enjoying her annual go to California for her birthday visit thing that we...
Episode 113.
113. So we usually do that every year for her birthday, and of course I'm out here in Florida, so she's over there with her friend and having an awesome time, and we can't wait to see her.
Okay, email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com, visit our website, foulmonkeys.com, check out our blog. I put some nasty fucking videos up there.
Yeah, not around kids, please.
Cheese pizza. I'm 27 and I live with my parents. I can't. let's see. Leave us a review. I was going to say John in Denver, like John Denver,
yeah.
But that's not his name. David in Denver. Herb will come up with your poem. I'm sorry. It's been a long time. We're sorry, sorry, sorry. Should I just read his review real quick?
Yeah, read his review.
Okay. David in Denver says, surprises abound with every episode as Ricky, Herb, and their never-ending assortment of contributors bring their audio commentary of life to your ears. Video game addicts will really appreciate Herb's recommendations. Part personal journal, part pop culture commentary, and everything in between can be found on a typical episode of Foul Monkeys. One thing's for sure, you'll finish each and every episode knowing at least one thing you didn't know before.
With wet pants.
I've really loved this podcast for over a year now. Ricky and Herb remind me of what it must be like to have really cool and hip younger brothers. That's awesome. Thank you for listening for a year. Put yourself on our Frapper map if you're not on there. But we will come up with your poem, and we got to go. So this is Ricky.
This is Herb.
And this is Brett.
This is episode 149. Later.
And I'm a flirt.
See you.
Oh, and we forgot the ending, so here we go. Ding-da-ding.
Well, folks, looks like we're at the end of another show. But don't worry, the boys will be back for another episode real soon. Now let's go and cornhole some drunks.
Okay, now we're leaving. Bye.